know Christ by hallelujahs. You don't know Christ by dancing in the Spirit. That's an attribute. You know Christ by knowing Him as a person that's come into your heart in the form of the Holy Ghost and taken your sins away and planted an undying faith in a resurrected Lord Jesus. That's the only way. Not by an intellectual conception, but by a new birth to change you. And you're changed from the creature that you once was. That's how you know Him. Then you dance in the Spirit. Then you can clap your hands as it was, or whatever emotions that the Lord puts upon you. That comes afterwards. But you can have that without having Him. There's the trouble. See? Be sure that it's right, and you'll know it by what kind of life it makes you live. By the love and the faith that's in your heart to Him. If you're Abraham's child, you'll have Abraham's faith. For that's what made him a servant of Christ. Now, as we're closing, watch. All through those great denominational streets, they went back and forth crying, "Where is He? Where is He? He's born King of the Jews. We long to see Him." But they couldn't find any consolation. Neither could anyone tell them. And as soon as something inspired them to go out the east side of the gate, or the west side rather, towards Bethlehem, the star lit up the road. St. Matthew 10:10 said, "And they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." They were going down Hallelujah Avenue. They were going up the Signs and Wonders Street. And they could not rejoice. But when the star appeared, the light come back, then they were hallelujahing. They were rejoicing with exceeding. Exceeding is abundance, whole lots of it. Great joy. There was a star. And when Christ reveals Himself to you as a resurrected Son of God, there's an exceeding abundance of great joy in your heart. You found a treasure. You found the pearl that you'll sell everything you've got to possess it. It is true.